This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local right now. I got a band called Alex Vile, or actually, should I ask, is it Alex Vile and her band, or is the band Alex Vile? Are you Alex Vile, or is it a band? It's kind of like, Dave Matthews and the Dave Matthews Band. Is it Alex Vile Band? What is it?
I think we are Alex Vile.
I think it's both. I am Alex Vile, but we are also Alex Vile.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. Right on. I like it. Well, welcome to the show. Tell me what your name is. Obviously, we know what your name is. Tell us what your name is and what you do in the band.
All right. I'm Kaylin, and I play bass.
I'm Evan, and I'm on the drums.
I'm Leo, and I play guitar.
I'm Alex. I play guitar, and I sing.
So I don't know if I'm assuming something here, but does everyone else in the band go by, like, you know, Kaylin Vile? Like, is it kind of like the Ramones, you know?
I think we should start that, though. That's kind of funny.
I can do that. Yeah.
You guys know the musician Kurt Vile?
I do, actually.
Alex Vile could play a show with Kurt Vile,
yeah.
And with Vile Children.
You want to know something crazy?
What's up?
That I figured this out after I did my first show as a solo artist as Alex Vile, and I was like, this is going to be my stage name. I figured out about Kurt Vile, and Kurt Vile has a song called A Girl Named Alex.
Oh, there you go.
So we need to make a song called
A Guy Named Kurt.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
People will assume it's about Kurt Cobain, but no,
exactly.
It's about Kurt Vile.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so give me the origin of the band. We were talking off mic. You guys started about a year ago or something like that?
Yeah, so I played my first show ever last November.
Wow.
Like a year ago, November.
Uh-huh.
Not this past November.
So November 2021.
Yeah. And it was just like, I asked Real Art Tacoma, oh, can I play a show here? Even though I didn't have any bandmates. And then they said yes. So then I just asked my boyfriend, hey, can you play bass for me? And then I asked my friend Xavier, oh, could you hop on drums for this one show? And they just kind of like learned my songs and did that. And then I kind of had some different drummers for a while. Because I originally tried making a band, and it didn't work. I couldn't get anybody that wanted to play with me. So then I was like, okay,
It's all good.
I'm going to just play shows just by myself until I can find people. And then I found Kaylin through, like, what
It's
what
like
was that?
Tinder for musicians.
Oh, yeah, it's like Tinder for musicians. Oh. It's called Band Mix. And I didn't,
Tinder for musicians.
Yeah, I didn't even pay for the subscription for it. I just looked up their username Shred Cruise on Instagram, and then I DM'd them and was like, hey, do you want to meet up for coffee and possibly join my band? And that's what happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the way Leo and I eventually joined in, we were in a completely different band making this like newer grunge-ish kind of music.
Okay.
Around the same time, and we were under the same management with our lovely manager, Don Robertson.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked through the summer in that band, and things didn't really work out between that, and we both kind of left and went our own ways from that band, and we were both kind of feeling this sense of existential dread of, oh God.
Because we've been playing music together for like five years.
At that point?
Yeah. We knew each other in high school and played in bands in high school.
Awesome.
And so that it really for a little bit felt like, oh, it's just the end.
And then a couple of weeks went by, our manager calls us again. He goes, hey guys, I've got this band for you. It's this girl named Alex. She needs, lo and behold, a guitarist and a drummer.
There you go.
And so we showed up to her garage and just started jamming around. And by the end of that year, 2021, Leo and I had joined in August. And by the end of that year,
that was 2022, wasn't it?
That was.
Yeah,
2022. So we had joined in August of 2022. By the end of that year, we had done over 30 shows.
That's awesome. Together. Wow.
Yeah. It was amazing.
That's huge.
A lot.
Well, congratulations.
Evan joined right like after Kaylin, and then it was like Leo. I was like, I knew I needed a guitarist, and Leo was kind of like the top choice.
There you go.
And got him. Yes.
That's great. So you guys just hit the ground running. And did you guys, so the songs that we're going to hear tonight, are these all songs written by you, Alex, or were they a collaboration or?
These three, yes, kind of. So Top Dog, I all wrote them originally just by myself. Top Dog and Tiger got recorded like when Kaylin freshly joined the band and before Leo and Evan were in it. Color Me Cold was the first song we've released where we all are playing on it, and it's not just me playing on it, which is really exciting. And I feel like it sounds more full, it sounds more complete. You know, Leo has the leads and Evan has his drum style, Kaylin's bass lines. It's the first song where it was like I brought this song that I had written just on acoustic and we made it together.
Awesome.
And we have three more waiting to come out.
Yeah.
Too.
And that's Color Me Cold is the one you're...
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump...
All right.
This is Color Me Cold, Alex Vile. And you can catch the band that I'm talking to, Alex Vile, coming up at More Music at the Moor March 24th. This is to kind of showcase people that are under 21, artists that are under the age of 21. And they're also going to be playing a show the day after, March 25th, at Real Art All Ages Space down in South Tacoma Way. And that's called Rat Fest. There's going to be like 12 big local bands, and it's going to go from like 2 p.m. till midnight. You guys are going to be one of the last bands, right? So the big headlining Alex Vile put it out on the showcase. So anyways, here is Color Me Cold by Alex Vile. It's loud and local here on The Rock.
Can't go down downtown again, but I'll never make it out. Is it the memories that are driving me insane?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Color Me Cold, Alex Weil here on Loud and Local. If you like what you hear, you can catch them March 24th. More music at the Moore here in Seattle, where we're currently recording this interview. March 24th, again, that's to showcase a bunch of under 21 artists. And then RAT Fest, or Rat Fest, Real Art Tacoma, awesome all-ages space down in South Tacoma Way, which does need your help right now. They're always doing really good benefits, GoFundMes and whatnot. You can definitely help them out. They are an awesome, awesome all-ages venue with great food. Real Art Tacoma down in South Tacoma Way, 12 big local bands, 2 p.m. till midnight, and Alex Weil is going to be playing some songs. So, Alex, so when did you first start writing music?
So I was a ukulele girly back in the day.
A ukulele girly?
Yep.
Okay. What is that? Is that like
I just picked up
a uke?
Yeah, so I would write songs since I was probably around like 7 or 8, but I would just kind of like hum them to myself and write lyrics.
Do you come from a musical family?
My mom played piano and did opera for a while.
That's awesome.
But she kind of stopped when she had kids, and nobody else in my family plays any music or does anything musical. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I picked up ukulele when I was 15 because of Grace VanderWaal on America's Got Talent.
Okay, yeah.
My gosh, this is so beautiful. And then I was just really into like indie folk. I still am, but that was kind of like really into like writing indie folk songs on the uke, but I never perform them. And then when I was 18 and started dating my current boyfriend, he plays music and he was in the band, and he played guitar, and I was always intimidated by guitar. I always thought it was too. I was too late for me to start playing. I was like,
"Wow,
I'm
18.
I know. Yeah, I was like,
you're
I thought.
So old.
I mean, it looks really, really hard. Sure. I mean, it is really hard if you're like shredding like Leo, but like it's. But then I, he let me practice on his old guitar, and then I really fell in love with it. I found that I could write a more like. Different songs on the guitar than on the uke. I could write like heavier songs. I could use it distortion. And then I was working at Starbucks at the time, and then I just spent all my money on a Strat.
Cool.
And I was like, okay, now I really need to learn how to play guitar, and I need to perform with this. And still took some months, took until the fall, until I felt comfortable to play and sing in front of people. But yeah, I really fell in love with it.
That's awesome. I guess I should have asked. So we're here in Seattle, but you live in Five, Alex.
Yeah.
Where's the rest of you guys live? Where does everyone else live?
I live in Paulsbo.
Oh, wow. You came over for this?
Yes.
Wow. Thank you.
So I live down right on East Lake.
Okay.
Right in downtown Seattle.
Awesome.
On the second floor of a venue called El Corazon.
Yes, I'm very familiar. Wow. How is it living on top of El Corazon? Give me an honest truth.
Loud.
Okay.
There are shows, I would say, 3 to 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you that if a show is playing that night, you're not getting to sleep until around midnight, maybe 1 in the morning.
Wow.
It is really great because that is where we host our practice space.
Okay.
With a handful of other bands. And so I live in one apartment, and a different apartment there is our practice space.
Wow.
And there's no noise ordinance, no any of that. And it's a full studio that we get to play music as much and as loud as we want. It's really, really beneficial for us as a band.
I think the only downside is that if you go, it's a studio apartment, but if you go into the kitchen, it's slanted.
Wow.
Oh yeah. It's trippy.
You start to like walk downhill in the dining room, and you feel very disoriented.
All right, Sonny, I'm going to give you a little history on your apartment, okay? So back in the, like, what was it, late, probably around 2006 or so, probably when you were, like, you know, 9 or something like that, right? So
2006, let's see, I was 4.
4? Okay. All right, cool. There was, it used to be called the Egg Room.
I live in the Egg.
You live in the Egg?
I am currently living in the Egg right now.
So you live in the Egg Room. It was a after hours spot where people would, so after clubs would close, the DJs, DJ named Frankie Chan, who would have these Bajra's parties.
Well, it's your loft room. Apartment now.
It's your room.
Nice.
The Egg Room.
There every night.
Awesome. And how about you, man? Where do you live?
So I currently live in Bellingham.
Okay.
But like I said, me and Evan went to high school together.
Yeah.
In Puyallup, and that's actually very, very interesting. A lot of interesting stories there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we went there and we played a lot of music together. And actually, just kind of want to touch on Real Art Tacoma.
Yeah.
That venue is almost the reason
that I'm still
playing music today. Because
they
were the only venue that we could get a show at when we started.
That's amazing.
They're the one venue in the entire state, I would say, where you could walk up and say, I have never played a show before. Can I open for a band? And they'd say, absolutely.
And they'll find a way.
Yeah, that's how I started. My first 3 shows were all at Real Art because nobody else.
That's so cool. Giving young bands a chance. And then
it's super sick.
It might be one of the last. I mean, I don't know a lot of places like Real Art that you can do that.
It's really nice.
So easily.
Over COVID, so many crazy important venues to the scene died out and weren't able to stay afloat. Like, for example, Louis G's.
Oh,
Swiss or any other venues out there. I mean, there's a ton, but like it was tragic how much the scene had to shrink during that time.
And a lot of those were the all ages venues.
Mm-hmm.
And because right now, as far as I know, in Tacoma, we have Real Art Tacoma, and then
Alma
Mater.
Spanish Ballroom.
Spanish Ballroom and Alma. Alma Mater occasionally does all ages shows.
Okay.
They're one of the, it's not, it's really. It was easier before COVID for a young musician to be like, I'm going to get a show, I'm going to get some experience. But that's why I support Real Art every chance I get. It's just one of the last places you can do that.
That's where I started going. It was back when I was a kid. My mom would drive me down to Tacoma, drop me off, and I'd be like, drop me off around the corner. I don't want to see my mom drop me off.
Yeah,
she would drop me off to this place called Club Impact. And I would go see, and it was like a venue that had a bunch of Christian bands. So she'd be like, it's going to be okay. You know, he's going to see Christian bands, you know, but it was like death metal bands and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So, So, okay, right on. But I do want to mention that there is a new all-ages spot here in Seattle called the Cherry Pit. It's down over in the Central District. So there's Doom and Gloom. Venues are closing. The Kraken, their last week. We've got the Bar House, their last week. Obviously not all-ages spots, but bar spots. Mm-hmm. But there is one that is a glimmer of hope district called the Cherry Pit. So I just wanted to throw that in there. Mm-hmm. So it's good news.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so you guys going to be playing a couple shows. You guys have some new songs that are yet to be debuted, is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so is this going to be, you guys going to release them all in an album, or are you guys kind of just doing them as a singles?
We're kind of playing the singles game here for a little bit, trying to get some momentum going, get our name out there before we drop an album.
You never know which one will hit, man.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're doing. It's kind of painful because we have some of these songs that I'm like, oh, I want to release this so badly, and it's not going to get released probably till like the summer. But it's also kind of fun because it's like, oh, it's a little secret we have.
Yeah. Totally.
But we have three more that we recorded in November that we're releasing over the next months, and then we're recording again next month and going to record some more.
That's awesome. Where you guys record at?
We record with Jim Kaufman in L.A.
Wow.
Yeah, he's really wonderful, and I love working with him.
You guys flew down to L.A. for it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's super fun. It's just called Kaufman Studios.
Kaufman Studios.
It's all official, but you know.
Nice.
Like it's... But yeah, he's great.
Did you guys have fun going down there and doing it?
Oh, yeah. He's so good to work
with. It's so fun. I literally, ever since we went back last time, I was like, I can't wait to go back because we just stay at our manager's house and we all just like hang out and then we go record and it's super fun.
I'm actually from California, Southern California. So it's a nice like breath of fresh air going down there, especially because we played a hometown show for me.
Yeah.
It was in someone's backyard and there was like a drained out pool. And
it was really
interesting.
What's your hometown?
Victorville, California.
Shout out Victorville.
Is that by where's that by?
Oh yeah, nobody knows where it is. It's okay.
Barstow.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the desert. It's really only known.
Is that Inland Empire?
Ooh, it's close. You go over the mountains. It's straight desert landscape.
Okay, interesting.
Like, there's nothing.
The vibes.
There.
Yeah, it's crazy how nothing there is.
There you go. Okay, right on. Well, stoked to hear those new songs when they're released. But you know, I'm over here. And I'm curious because you guys are from a different generation. You're younger than I am. Our albums are, you know, is a concept of the album. Is that kind of outdated? Are just singles?
No.
Are singles the only way to go now?
I don't think albums are necessarily outdated, but I think it takes a lot more thought to go into an album to make it really viable nowadays. Like I think me and Evan are really big fans of concept albums.
Okay.
People always, what I've noticed is people always expect a vibe. They expect you to create an atmosphere in an album that tells a story from top to bottom.
Sure.
And albums that are more collections of songs as opposed to full stories are a lot less viable these days, I think. On the flip side of it, people love when you churn out a single every 6 weeks and have something new that they can put on their TikToks and their
I feel like it's hard with having to release like all the singles because you're kind of giving away a lot of the album. But I know it's very important for when we go to release our first album that it is cohesive. It has its themes. It has its vibe, and it's something you can listen to from top to bottom. And I think when we go into making the list for it and like the order and everything, that's something that it's very important to me, and it's gonna be fun because we can have cute vinyls.
There you are. You guys are gonna put it out on vinyl?
That's like my big goal. I want to have cassettes, vinyls, super cute, light pink.
Okay, nice, right on.
Always been a dream of mine to have my own vinyl in my record collection.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, we got to make it happen.
So now that I'm asking that, the question that I already pre-screened with y'all, what's the first album you ever purchased? And I made sure to ask, do kids even buy albums anymore? You know, so, but you guys said that, yes, you did. You did back in the day buy a CD or tape or whatever it was. So what's the first album you ever purchased with your own money? And it can be an iTunes, whatever. It's all good.
All right, so my first album was Mudhoney's self-titled album.
Awesome.
I bought it on cassette at a Goodwill.
Cool.
And that was because on that same trip, I found a Walkman, and I said, you know what? I don't have any albums. I don't really have any like physical music.
Yes.
So I got that cassette and I got that Walkman. And
it's
I
a good way
that,
to start.
I wore that thing out. It was a, it's like, I think it really got me into albums too.
Yeah.
And as far as you're saying, like, people maybe not don't buy as many anymore. It's just, I think for me personally, I want to buy an album. I want to buy a good album. I don't want to just buy a collection of singles that were released. I really want to buy,
yeah.
I really want to buy something that's like an experience.
Mm. There you go. I like it. Okay.
My first album I bought was Around the Fur, Deftones.
Yeah.
I've been a big fan of Deftones now for a few years, and I knew I was going to buy a car, and I was like, oh, I know it has a CD player in it, so yep. I'm going to start buying CDs so I can play them. And since then, I've just looked for them at thrift stores and stuff like that, because it's really fun, especially when I buy a CD only knowing one song,
yep.
and then I listen to it from to bottom, and then I fall in love with it, which is how I've found a lot of my favorite bands. Like, I bought Chevelle self-titled just because I knew Send the Pain Below or mm-hmm. Send something like yeah. that. And then now I love all of it, and it's so nice.
Wow. Okay, so this is awesome, because now we're advanced to the point where people are buying CDs. Yeah, exactly. So now I'm glad I never got rid of my CDs, because mm-hmm. they were uncool for so long, and now they're cool again because they're so cheap, and people are like, you know, people like you guys are like, oh, it's what I grew up on as a little
20
kid.
20 years
you know?
From now, they're going to be all expensive.
Exactly. Media, right? Amazing. Well, Chevelle, that's awesome. And how about you?
So my story is, when I first started realizing I can buy music for myself,
mm-hmm.
I got myself a record player in my room.
Awesome.
And some of the first three records mm-hmm. I received, either from Christmas or from buying myself, was David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust and Spiders from Mars.
Wow.
And then Queens of the Stone Age's Songs for the Deaf.
Great.
And then last but not least, NWA's Straight Out of Compton.
Nice.
and all three of those records have been spun so many times, I'm genuinely surprised they're not warped to hell anymore. And I have since grown my collection a lot, but those three mean a lot to me, specifically the David Bowie one.
That's awesome.
My first CD that I bought with my own money was Youth by Citizen.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
over. And now I have it in my car, and I torture Kaylin with it every time I drive them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I saw them when I was like 14 with AFI, and that was a crazy show. And it was like $5 for that CD, and it's one of my favorite albums of all time.
Alex, that is not a safe album to be driving a car in.
No,
I should crash my car the night I drove alone.
Oh, that's a great
escape from all I know.
Is that with some of the lyrics?
Yeah. Okay. It's really awesome. A lot about crashing your car.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Sounds traumatic.
You can say that.
It's a rough listen.
Wow.
Worth it.
Worth it.
My first album I ever purchased with my own money was Tragic Kingdom by No Doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's it.
No Doubt.
1995.
Yep. It's like the entire album is a single. Just so it's awesome. So I had such a crush on Gwen Stefani when I was a boy.
Oh, she's
who doesn't?
I have awesome. All over my Pinterest board. I love her.
Your Pinterest board. Okay. Well, I had her all over my wall.
Okay, that's a little cooler.
Yeah. My sister had all the, like, you know, teeny magazines, and she had like Hanson and all those, and then she would give me the posters of Gwen Stefani and stuff.
Oh,
so would it be acceptable call you guys a pop punk band? Is that okay?
Or rock band?
Is that offensive? Sorry, is the term pop punk offensive?
It isn't for me.
It is maybe for me.
I think for me, it's like, I have so many influences when it comes to writing music, and I feel like I don't care what genre it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there are pop punk bands that I love. I usually say alternative because it's the biggest umbrella term,
yeah,
and people don't argue with you because you say, oh, we're alternative rock, and we could be indie, we could be pop punk,
sure.
we could be grunge, we could be anything.
And you
Doesn't
can write
matter.
Songs that are similar in
yeah,
each of those
it's such
styles.
A good umbrella term, and we don't have to classify ourselves as anything.
It nice. Could be more of a generational thing too, though, but I think that it depends on what type of pop punk you're talking about.
Sure.
Because for us, pop punk is like Avril Lavigne, Blink-182,
oh,
that
I
kind
love
of stuff.
Avril. Yeah.
But when you try and compare us to bands like, I don't know, like Machine Gun Kelly, it's like the pop punk revival is not really
Willow
a
Smith?
Thing.
Can
cool.
I bring
Willow
up-
Smith?
Ooh. Oh, actually.
That's different.
She's good.
Can I bring up a point?
Sure.
I feel like this gets overlooked, but the genre of music that I was obsessed with in middle school was that, like, 2010s pop punk bands, The Story So Far, Real Friends. Yep. Yeah, yeah, and yeah. So I personally love pop punk, and I wouldn't mind being called that.
And it's like, if we don't, I think it's kind of the thing, like, if you don't like the pop punk scene that is going on, then you should make music to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's fair. Or, make the music you want
to
hear.
Yeah, that's kind of my. I listen to all my own songs because we wrote them. Hey, so it's.
I brought it up. Touchy subject.
It's an interesting conversation.
We were pretty split on that. I'm surprised.
I wasn't pretty 50-50.
I think some people get offended by it because they don't like some of the current pop punk bands. But for me, it's like, I mean, if you think about it, it's less about the poppy
music.
Punk.
I think it's less about the music for me and more about just the
vibes.
The presentation. The presentation, exactly. It's just
The stereotypes.
The stereotypes I hate my mom. I hate my school. It's like, you know,
the ticket to your downfall.
40-year-old men. He's talking about high school.
It's a little bit of that. But as far as the music goes, we all have those influences.
Definitely, I feel like.
Where are you?
Oh, I love that song.
There you go. Nice. All right. Well, we're talking with Alex Vile. They're going to be playing Seattle at the Moore, iconic venue. This is the first time you guys played the Moore. I would think so. That's March 24th, and it's going to be all artists under 21. Do you know how many artists are on that?
Seven?
Six? That's a badass.
I think there's different acts. There's a lot of artists involved.
Was it something that you had to apply for?
It was something that I did an audition for, and then we had a callback at the Moore, and then we figured out we got in. We actually have a rehearsal for it on Sunday.
Okay.
We had to go in and audition in front of 30 different people.
Not necessarily judges, but like...
people who were involved in it, and they wanted to see what we could do, and it was...
So what you got, kids?
Yeah, exactly. Literally...
Smoke. So you play your song, got. You're recording.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's cool. So again, that's more music at the Moore. That's March 24th. The next day, you can catch them down in Tacoma at Tacoma's Real Art. That's down on South Tacoma Way. It's called Rat Fest, March 25th. Again, 12 local bands, 2 p.m. till midnight, and you can catch Alex Vile. We're going to go into a song here called Tiger. I think this is the first one I ever played on Loud and Local. Is that right?
It was crazy. I think I didn't. It was something when we went into releasing the songs that I was like, oh, I'd be so cool if it was on the radio. No, this was the first radio station any song got played on was That's Tiger awesome. On this one.
Right.
And it made me really happy.
Yeah. Somebody, I didn't realize it had been played, and somebody was like, your song was on the radio.
I had somebody text me serious? Too, but I was listening for it too.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's awesome.
We're going to go into it. It's Tiger by Alex Vile. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock.
Like a tiger catches its prey, except for with way less blood. I didn't try to run away. No, I didn't try to run. Pray, except for with way less, but I didn't try to run away. Yeah, with way less, but I didn't try to run away. Say, but nothing now.
Alex Vile here on Loud and Local. You just heard Tiger, the first song we played here on Loud and Local a few months back. So it's awesome to have y'all in the studio. Thank you so much for pulling all the way from Bellingham to Poulsbo to Fife, Seattle, just down the street. I got to say that I went to school up at Western in Bellingham. So I did I did KUOW radio up in Bellingham. Mm-hmm. So that's where I got my start.
You've got some friends up there.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, sure. That's awesome. So again, March 24th, they're going to be playing more music at the Moore. March 25th, going to be playing Rat Fest at Real Art Tacoma for 12 local bands. And tickets are available now for both, right?
Yes,
okay. They should be. So my last question, this is a local music show, a local-centric show. What's your favorite Northwest bands of all time? And we'll start wherever.
I'd probably just have to say Modest Mouse because awesome. I love them so much.
Oh, R.I.P. Jeremiah Green. Yeah.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Kaylin completely stole mine. but my biggest inspiration for playing music in general and for wanting my music to be out there and heard in the world has got to be Naked Giants. Mm. They're like my favorite local Seattle band. And they got me and Leo. They were the music that convinced me and Leo to get in a garage together and start jamming
Awesome.
6-7 years ago when I was in high school.
So yeah, they played Pain in the Grass this past year.
Yeah, wow. They did. Yeah. They're really cool dudes.
Awesome. Right on. All right, Alex.
I obviously love Nirvana, and I love The Head and the Heart. You know, indie folk slay. Local current bands, I'm going to be biased and say my boyfriend's band, Kilco, because I listen to all of their unreleased music, okay. And I really like it.
What kind of music is that?
It's like, it was like very grunge, but I feel like now it's kind of heavier rock, kind of like, I don't know.
Almost new metal-y?
Kind of new metal-y vibes.
Okay.
We're both big Deftones fans, so.
New metal's back.
Also love Palomino. They're a Seattle younger shoegaze band, and they're so good.
Sweet. Oh, yeah. Right on.
We got some homies in the university district.
There. I don't know if we can say this. We say their band name, I guess.
Vegan.
Yeah.
Some blank vegan. Yeah, they're amazing.
They're a great band. Very interesting concept too. They're almost like a musical commune kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
They bring in.
There's like one lead guy, and there's three core members, and there's a bunch of homies who all know the music too.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever they want, they can have as many or as little members as they want, and they can perform as many shows as they want.
Wow.
Because they just have a huge rotating cast of people.
And because of that, the shows are usually very interesting. Like you go to one show and it's like, I go to the next show, it's gonna be completely different.
You never get the same show.
Yeah, so
really
I would really say I really like Something Called Vegan. I guess just for my own inspirations, I mean, there's, you know, like I said, Mudhoney, Screaming Trees, Death Cab for Cutie, I mean, up in Bellingham. And then, yeah, like everyone's saying, we very big fans of Naked Giants. And then as far as it goes, like there are so many local bands that we just love to hang out and play with, like Exploded Drawing, we've got, I mean,
there's
yeah.
so many you can't even name.
Oh, yeah, like we were talking Instant Crush, too.
Yeah.
Great friends.
Instant Crush,
Label Mates,
okay.
Our homies.
There's one.
Label Mates.
Yeah. Well, or not label mates, or
management mates. Nice.
There's one, I believe it's a band that I've been listening to. They're from Seattle. Alex played an acoustic set with them. They're called Carter C.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Great music. Like, it's
super
cool.
Gave me a cassette tape, my first ever cassette tape.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then we also have the homies that you are going to be interviewing after this, Mold Mom.
Yeah.
There's a lot in Seattle. There's so many bands, and I think a lot of people should be like looking at this local scene.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna get pretty big pretty soon.
There's a lot of energy.
Y'all need to get to a show.
Yeah, go out there, go to a show.
Absolutely. There's a couple of them you can go to. See what I did there? March 24th at the Moore. Moore Music at the Moore. And then we got Rat Fest, Real Art Tacoma, March 25th. And you can come to one of those shows. Before we go into this last song, if people can't come out to a show, they have prior obligations, they got a job, they got family, et cetera, what's the best way to, you know, follow you guys and stream you guys and follow along with everything you're doing?
So the Instagram is AlexVile_. Same with Twitter and Facebook. It's just Alex Vile, and then it's Alex Vile on all streaming platforms.
Awesome.
Should be the only one that shows up, hopefully. But yeah,
the only
awesome.
File.
Yeah, so
tell me about this app that's like the band, like what was it called? Like the
band mix.
Yeah, band mix.
Oh yeah, that's like it's more of a website.
Okay.
And you can post on there if you are looking for bandmates or if you are a guitarist, bassist, singer, and you're looking for a band. And it's actually, it's pretty cool.
I've never heard of it.
Like a safer Craigslist.
Yeah, it is. Nice. I mean, sometimes there's some sketchy people on there.
As on everywhere.
Yeah, but I've like known other people that have found their members through there. That's Kaylin through it. It's really cool, especially if you're new to the scene and you don't know many people in it.
That's awesome. Right on. Well, we're going to go into a song, but before we do, why don't we, you know, you guys have the floor here and you guys have the airwaves. So shout out whoever you want to shout out or thank you or, you know.
Well, we'd very much like to thank the radio for having us on.
Yes, thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'd also like to thank our wonderful manager, Mr. Don Robertson. Mm-hmm. Shout out our homie.
I want to thank everybody who comes out to our shows.
Literally anybody who comes to shows, buys merch, streams the music, honestly. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's the only reason.
That's amazing. Thank you, guys.
I mean, people are so nice. Mm-hmm. People are so nice.
We've been really lucky.
People make us gifts.
Our fans are awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, our fans are amazing.
They're
people
so
sign
sweet.
Us thing, make us
I
sign things. They make crafts.
Yeah, it's just.
Crafts?
No, it's a great community.
Wow.
Everybody is so nice, and it makes me cry a little bit. In a good way.
Yeah, very good.
I did cry last show a little bit because somebody was singing Top Dog.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's what's really been blowing.
And it doesn't
my
even
mind.
Matter. Mm-hmm. If there's two people at a show that like us, that's all that matters. Yeah. If there's one.
So,
they're so sweet.
Before we go into the song, you got to promise when you guys are like touring the world and you're the please remember me and agree to come in for an interview, okay?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. So, when you guys are like the biggest thing and you're headlining over Paramore and you're.
I've been manifesting that lately.
There you go.
I was talking to Kaylin. I'm like, I'm manifesting us going on tour with Paramore. Like, I know this shit is crazy, but.
Yep. Shout out Haley Williams.
Shout out Haley Williams if you're listening to this.
Nice. All right. Well, we're going to go into it. You're going to be your next favorite band. We got Alex Vile again, the 24th here at the Seattle at the Moore Theater, and then the 25th of March down in Tacoma for anyone who's in the South End. We have a song here called Top Dog. Is that right? Top Dog?
Yeah. Yep. We'll see you at our shows.
All right. If you guys have listened to the show, you know what it's time for. It is time for Alex. For you to get out of your shell a little bit, it's time for you to introduce this song in the cheesiest way possible. I want you to be a cheesy radio announcer, and I want you to introduce the song on KISW, okay?
Okay.
Loud and Local.
Next up on KISW, Loud and Local, we have Top Dog by Alex Vile.
Woo! Good job. All right, let's go.
Bring the sun, you'll bring the rain. Pull me in so you can push me back again and tell me all of the words I wanna hear. I want you far. Like death. dancing through the mist. I still wish it was you. Now I remember when you said you'd be a fool to let go of me now that you have. Do you feel like a fool?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.